Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you, my friends. I'm continuing reading from my book, Revelation to Transformation. I'm at the middle of page 73 from chapter 7, called Grace, Revolution, or Rebellion. Once any amount of law is added to your Christianity, all of the law must be added. We do not get to pick and choose the aspects of the law that we're going to keep in order to be declared righteous. Some believers will shout about keeping the Ten Commandments, but then ignore the dietary laws of the Old Testament, which do not allow the consumption of shrimp, lobster, or pork. The moment that we trust any religious ceremony for righteousness, we are a debtor to the entire law. Stand fast in your liberty when someone presents you with the things that you must do in order to be a better Christian. Better Christian? What is better than trusting in Christ and His finished work for my righteousness? In chapter 4, we dealt with what it means to fall from grace. The scripture that mentions falling from grace comes next within the context of these scriptures in Galatians 5. I won't go over all that information again, but I do want to reinforce that Paul is speaking of those who seek to be justified by what they do instead of who Jesus is. To do this is to fall from the protection of grace. This message of grace is such a pride-busting message. The spotlight is taken off of us and our efforts and is shown directly onto Jesus. We get no glory while He gets all of the glory. We get no credit while He takes all of the credit. This is a revolution. For where man has been prodded and held up and supported in the past, the message of grace holds up nothing but Jesus and His finished work. We are not rebelling against a system, but we are revolting against a dead idea and serving a living Savior. In the midst of such a river of God's grace, there are still those who use their liberty in ways unbecoming a child of God. Paul's next verse of instruction covers both those who are doing things for their righteousness and those who are doing nothing at all. Galatians 5:6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." We have established that trusting in a work like circumcision can offer you no hope. But Paul goes a step further and states that even those who trust in uncircumcision have no hope. In other words, you can't put any more trust in the fact that you don't do certain things than someone else can in the fact that they do them. Let me give you an example. One believer feels that he must go to church every time the doors are open or he will disappoint the Lord. No matter how he feels or what is going on in his life, he is at church come hell or high water. Another believer feels he doesn't have to be there every time in order to maintain his salvation. He knows that he is God's righteousness anyhow, so occasionally he does something else while his brother is at church. The first man could learn to boast about his church attendance, lording it over everyone around him that we good Christians don't miss church. Well, the second man could boast just as easily. Though it's an unfamiliar boast to many of us not raised in the atmosphere of radical grace, his boasting might sound more like, "Boy, I feel sorry for those of you who think you get something more by going to church. You are so deceived. Someday maybe you'll grow up in the Lord and realize that your works don't work." Well, neither brother is operating in much love, right? In fact, notice that Paul concludes verse 6 by stating that faith works by love. Our ability to walk in the liberty of God's grace is hampered whenever that walk isn't coupled with love. To the church at Corinth, Paul said something similar when he said, "Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies." That's 1 Corinthians 8:1. Where the second brother is, in our example, has obviously been impacted by the revelation of grace, he is dangerously close to letting a revolution turn him into an unsightly rebel. To use your grace to show them I am as saved as they are is to abuse the beauty of grace for self-gain. There's no room for showing up others when we're living in the love that grace provides. Don't stop reading the Word or praying or giving or going to church just to show someone that you don't have to do those things in order to be righteous. Living in that manner is allowing someone else to dictate your actions based on the law. That is rebellion, and that is bondage. I do all that I do because I love to see Jesus, and living in His daily grace shows me His blessed face. Don't do things to get things, and don't avoid things to avoid getting things. Do things because you are His child. This will lead to a better life and better living as you live like He would live, with no law telling you to do so. Earlier in his letter to Galatia, Paul called the Galatian Christians foolish, Galatians 3:1. This marks the only time I can find that Paul ever calls a believer a fool. Notice that it doesn't come after some horrendous sin. He never called the obviously carnal Corinthians foolish. But in a statement about their thinking, righteousness can come through their actions. Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? I stop there near the bottom of page 75. We will continue from reading our book, Revelation to Transformation, tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.